Gonzalez, you have the floor. Thank you very much, Madam Chair.
Gentlemen, I'm very pleased to introduce the background document prepared by the Secretariat to facilitate the discussion by the Commission of the agenda item on leveraging new technologies' impact through technology assessments. Although science, technology, and innovation have historically been the fundamental drivers of long-term growth, improvement of living standards, and support for sustainable development, the deployment of new technologies is also often associated with challenges for specific categories of workers, increases in inequality, and new ethical dilemmas to which policymakers need to provide answers. ANTAD's policy work in the area of frontier technologies has stressed the need to consider technological change and innovation as processes that are neither neutral nor automatic, and to which policy must provide directionality if we want them to work in favor of inclusive and sustainable development. To ensure an equitable, inclusive, and sustainable application of STI, the positive and negative aspects have to be examined holistically, integrating inputs from various disciplines and stakeholders. For this, adequate national-level policy instruments and mechanisms are of paramount importance. Developing countries are particularly in need of such structures, given their greater vulnerability to the disruptions caused by STI and to various other forms of external shocks, including those derived from climate change. Technology assessment is a policy instrument with great potential to contribute to the achievement of these objectives. Technology assessment is an established interdisciplinary methodology that analyzes the opportunities and risks of emerging technologies. It originated in the United States in the 1960s to inform policymakers on the legislation of general purpose technologies, but it has evolved over time to treat multidisciplinary topics and incorporate multi-stakeholder participation. While this methodology spread rapidly to numerous developed countries, the developing world has been lagging behind due to a weaker STI infrastructure, insufficient expertise, and a dearth of financial resources. In this context, international cooperation can help bridge the gap between hubs of expertise on technology assessment and developing countries that require capacity building, financial support, and resources. Discussions among policymakers and academics in the context of the UN Commission on Science and Technology for Development have identified technology assessment as an area in which middle and low-income countries should develop their capacity to manage the development, adoption, and implementation of SDI in order to address their socioeconomic challenges and achieve the Sustainable Development Goals. Responding to these findings, ANTAD has developed a pilot project to build technology assessment capacity in several African countries. Following a call for expressions of interest, Seychelles, South Africa, and Zambia were identified as hosts for this project. Activities started in 2021, focusing on improving the availability of local expertise in technology assessment through the implementation of technology assessment exercises dealing with the assessment of specific technologies applied in agriculture and/or energy. The project has already gone through its early phases and achieve several important outcomes, such as the ANTAD Technology Assessment Methodology paper, which is the first attempt to give a coherent and comprehensive approach to technology assessment that is centered on the context of developing countries. The project also aims to create a culture of technology assessment, as well as to develop institutional capacities and governance structures to ensure that these exercises will be performed on an ongoing basis and will be embedded into the national STI policy culture. The three pilot countries have taken ownership of the project by establishing steering committees and expert groups that will define priorities of the technology assessment exercise, the goals and the questions that it should answer, and perform the substantive analysis and reporting. The background note presents several questions that emerge from the experience gained so far in the project for the considerations of members of the Commission and the sharing of experiences. Among them, some relate to the experiences that member states wish to share related to the technology assessment process in their own countries, views and experiences about the role of technology assessment in dealing with the consequences of rapid technological change on key areas of their economies, the role of international collaboration in building technology assessment capacities, and the role that ANTAD and other international actors can play in supporting technology assessment exercises in developing countries. I thank you for your attention, and I look forward to a rich discussion this morning.